Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Ms. Shadea Perry, a fifth grade teacher at Creekville Elementary. Ms. Perry, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us. We enjoy it as well.
So Creekview Elementary, things getting back in full swing here. You're getting closer and closer to the end of the third quarter. You know, it's always a bit challenging for the kids coming back from Christmas break, trying to get readjusted back to school life. But you've had a little bit of time now to get them reacclimated to the school climate. So what kind of things are you seeing in the third quarter? What have you liked in the third quarter so far?
We survived the holidays. It's really challenging trying to get them through during this time. It's like the long stretch. It's that weird time between, like you said, Christmas to spring break. But the kids are working hard. They are giving us 100%. They're reaching goals. I mean, every week we have almost a new percentage to add to our little chart of our reading goal for our school. So it's really, really fun to see the kids making progress.
And that's probably the most fun part of elementary school is seeing the kids being able to make those jumps in their progress. So let's talk about academics for a second. You know, you have the upper grade perspective on these issues. So what kind of things are you seeing in terms of academics from your fifth grade students?
So we're doing a lot of preparation for the end of the year state testing. It's called the RISE test. And I mean, it's quite the challenge for these kiddos, and just having them going in with like a positive attitude is just amazing to watch them. And I think you just focus on the little growth that they do to kind of build that mindset of, I can do this, I can do hard things. It's really fun to see them, and then you just make it as fun as possible for them because it's like a core memory. They're gonna put that into their little brains, and they're just gonna remember it. So.
Yeah. And the big perk of fifth grade is you remember the fun parts of it. Luckily, a lot of the times you blank on the RISE testing because that can be an absolute gauntlet. So it's good to hear that you guys are starting to get prepped and ready for that. Now, another thing that fifth grade really helps prep these students for is the transition from elementary to middle school. What kind of things are you doing as a fifth grade class to help prepare these kids for that transition?
So we just remind them, I know I personally remind them quite frequently, like, we're preparing you for junior high. We're giving them a lot more responsibility as far as keeping up on your grades, making sure that you're getting in those missing assignments. And then we also actually pair up with the middle school. And it's been different not every year, but we did something a little bit different where they actually come to our school, they register the kids for classes, the counselors talk to them, and then later we schedule a tour with them so they're able to actually go to the junior high, meet some teachers, get an idea of where they're going. Because I know, like, that's the biggest thing is they're always afraid they're going to get lost. And then we prepare them socially. We have social groups that we're able to put them in as well just to help them make that transition because it is hard. You know what I mean? We still got to remember that these kids, when they go to junior high, they're still 11 to 12 years old. They're still kids. And so we're just giving them as much confidence as possible to help make that transition.
And I really like that approach to that transition is by giving them confidence. That's something that, you know, I think is going to pay dividends as they start moving on from elementary to middle school. That's the key thing to have is that confidence. And then in terms of activities at Creekview, you guys have been having a really fun time, it seems like. I mean, at the start of this month, you guys had a college and career week. So let's talk about that for a second. What was that like?
So it's really put on, from my understanding, with our counselor. She puts in a lot of work for that, and she comes in and she visits the classrooms for talking about, like, career choices they can make and being able to go to, like, a trade school or to college or to just even go into the workforce or the military or something like that. She comes in, she talks to the kids, and then we also have them, like, dress up. So, like, one of the days was your favorite college, or we did wear blue because they're future dinos, or dress up what you want to be when you grow up, and just kind of getting them thinking about their future. I mean, it starts here, right? I knew at 10 years old that I wanted to be a school teacher, and that's what I kind of progressed to do. And it's kind of interesting to let them know, too, they have options, you know, because everybody has different lifestyles, different circumstances to where it needs to fit their image of what they want to do when they get older.
And then another fun thing you guys had going on was you recently had a science fair, is that correct?
Yes, we did. It's quite the little project that we do for them. So we open it up to second, third, fourth, and fifth grade students, and what we encourage them to do is to do a science project that is based on the scientific method. So they have a question, they test it, they do research, and then we get volunteers from the community. We get a lot of our volunteers from Intermountain Electronics, and then we also have volunteers from our Sterling Scholars. These are the ones that came this year. And so they come in and they judge these kids for the science fair, and they kind of give them a criteria, and then we pick prizes and winners for first, second, and third for each class.
And the science fair is just a great way to learn about that scientific method, get these kids engaged and involved in science. Always a crowd pleaser, especially for those kids. And then looking ahead to the rest of the year, you're at that point of the year where you're going to start planning for field trips, and then also coming up, you have Dr. Seuss Week coming up.
Yes, so we do Dr. Seuss Week to celebrate pretty much a love for reading, but also to celebrate Dr. Seuss, one of the probably most well-known authors. So we're doing Dr. Seuss Week between February 24th through the 28th, and each day we have like a funny little thing that we do. So we have Fox and Socks, and they are encouraged to wear silly socks. Green Eggs and Ham, they have to wear something green on your head to your feet, so just green everywhere. Wacky Wednesday, backwards clothes, crazy hair. Cat in the Hat, you wear stripes or a hat. And then Friday is Oh, the Places You'll Go, and they'll dress up for what they want to be when they grow up.
Now, Ms. Perry, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I don't think so. We just appreciate people coming in, volunteering, just giving support for these kiddos. You know, we're changing lives, and we're encouraging kids and just hoping that they grow up and learn and just to be overall good people.
Well, Ms. Perry, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Ms. Shadea Perry, fifth grade teacher at Creekview Elementary, for this week's Carbon School District Update. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.